He gave the operator Miss Simpson's name and address, and then his own. When asked, he said that he didn't know what was wrong with her. The person on the other end of the line inquired whether the woman was still breathing, and he squatted down on his haunches and looked across the room at her. Miss Simpson's bulk was considerable, but he could see, measured against the paisley material of her armchair behind, that her chest was slowly rising and falling. He was then asked if there was anything obstructing her airway. When he said he didn't know, he was told to look. It seemed to take forever for the ambulance to arrive. He was kept talking on the phone. He was asked questions and given things to do, such as see whether there was any obvious medication lying around. He also had to go out and leave the front door open for paramedics. He kept checking on Miss Simpson's breathing, certain that she was about to expire. The aspects of the front room seemed to change, to become gloomier and shabbier than ever. He had been inside his landlady's flat on the first of every month for many years, paying his rent, and he reasoned that it was her...